Pam, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
We're happy to be here.
So I heard somebody say queen of the barbecue. That's
well, something
that's quite
like
a distinction
that.
There.
I'm the gullible one, I guess, to get this organized and get it going for the auxiliary.
That's right. Well, we're looking forward to another wonderful day for it. You've been very lucky these past couple years, right?
We have been. Yes,
weather-wise.
We have great weather.
So it started an idea from your husband.
Yeah, coming out of COVID, you know, the auxiliary, like every other business or any other people that generate income, we were struggling. And my husband said, well, why don't we do a barbecue outside? So we started it, had no clue what would happen with it. The first year we planned for maybe about 350 people. We sold out before 1 o'clock, serving 450 people. So last year we upped it to 750, and we had every bit of those 750 served, and it was a wonderful thing.
and it's right over here. Now we're in Lisa's office,
right?
So it's to the north.
Yeah, north.
It's the
doctor's
north
parking
side
lot.
Of the,
they call that
doctor's parking lot. That's where this is held.
Yes,
and it's you've got a bunch of people involved helping out, right?
We do, and my husband Jim McNally and our good friend Kurt Stewart are the two that will be doing all the smoking. They do it together quite a bit. Jim's kind of roped Kurt into doing that with him. And we have our auxiliary board members that help volunteer. This year, we have some new volunteers. We have some OSF management team that's going to help us. And retired management person is going to come in and help us. And then we also today were notified by one of our scholarship recipients that we give out every year. She wants to give back. And so she's going to come help us. And then we have a boys ball team, extreme ball team, that they want to come and give back also. So they're going to come and help us.
My gosh. So, Pam, what's on the menu for the barbecue?
We have pulled pork sandwiches or a pulled pork dinner and a rib dinner. The dinners include your meat, potato salad, cowboy baked beans, which Kurt Stewart makes, and they are amazing.
Oh, boy.
And cookies and water.
You got bacon in those cowboy baked beans?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There we go. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting serious about
yes.
baked beans here.
Yes.
All right. Good. And you provide all the wet wipes, too, right?
something like that.
So what's the cost? Very affordable.
The pulled pork sandwich is $5, and the pulled pork meal is ten. I'm sorry, we made it a little different this year.
Sure.
Ten, and the barbecue dinner is 12.
Okay,
which is great, a big steal for rib dinner.
Oh, it's so wonderful, but you know, it's for a great cause. Anyway.
It is for a wonderful cause.
So it's going on. Maybe we can just go through the details here real quick.
It's June 9th.
Next Friday.
We're serving from 10:30 to 1:30 in this doctor's parking lot here.
Yeah.
We will also be doing delivery. Last year we started what was called Floor Dash, so we deliver to floors
call it
and
Floor Dash.
DoorDash.
Instead of DoorDash.
Yeah, we took a little swing on that. And so we delivered to the floors. And for those people, you know, they're busy up there. You know, a lot of times they don't have time to come down. And then we send letters out to a lot of the businesses in town that have supported us in the past. And we will deliver to businesses also. We have delivery people that will take those out to the businesses. So, you know, get your orders into us by the 7th and we'll be happy to get it to you.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. Who do they contact?
They contact me.
Oh,
and
you.
My cell phone number is 217-370-4944. And I will take care of getting them on the list and getting them on the delivery, and we'll get it done for them.
Oh, boy. And what time will it be delivered on Friday? Did you already say that?
No, it depends on when they need it.
Oh, okay.
We have several different delivery times, so they'll tell me what time they need it, and we'll get it to them.
Okay, wonderful. And you've been on the auxiliary board for how long now?
Oh, goodness, Shelley. I think 2015, I think I went on to it, I think.
It's been
15 or 16, it's a great thing. We have a small auxiliary board, but we're mighty.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very serving board. We do everything we do is for service type things and for the hospital. So.
How did you get involved with the auxiliary?
Well, I first started off volunteering here at the hospital.
Okay.
I retired thank goodness, at the end of 2014 to, because I could. Yeah. So I thought, oh, wait, I'm a people person. I need people. So I came out to the hospital and talked to Shelley about volunteering, and I've been doing that ever since in one way or another.
Okay. And there's a need for volunteers.
Oh, yes, always. Need for volunteers, auxiliary board members. Because we are a working board, sometimes we need a lot of people to, you know, pull off the things that we want to do each time.
So you're retired. And you want to enjoy your retirement, too, but you also want to give back volunteering here at OSF. Tell us about how that fits into your life, being a part of the auxiliary.
Well, it's very rewarding. You know, when you volunteer here at the hospital, you see a lot of people who aren't here because they had nothing else to do for the day. Mm-hmm. They're here because they either have a medical issue, they have a family member that has a medical issue. And to see when you're volunteering out front or whatever, just to see a bright face and somebody that treats them kindly and gives them a smile, it means all the world to them. Yeah. Really, it does. And it's very rewarding to yourself.
What are some of the things that you do as a volunteer?
I've worked the front desk, which has kind of been moved around now that we've done a lot of things, changes
looks
in our...
Looks so different
yes,
out there,
it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've worked the gift shop. And then, of course, the auxiliary board keeps me hopping at different things with fundraisers and things that we're going to do that Shelley will talk about in a little bit. But, there's a lot of different, and she'll be able to even tell different things that besides what I do that they need. Yeah. Oh, I also do baby talk here at the hospital.
Now, what's baby talk?
Baby talk is funded by the auxiliary plus the auxiliary board. I mean, by the Kiwanis. The auxiliary board also helps with that. And it's we go up to all the new moms upstairs and we talk to them. It's a literacy type thing, encouraging them to read to their new ones soon and often. So we have all kinds of information we give them. We give them free books. We give them hats and mittens that were knitted by some churches in the community and prayed for the little one before it was born. So it's just that's a fun thing to do. Very fun.
Shelley, thank you so much for talking with us today on Galesburg Live.
I'm happy to.
It's great to talk to our friends at OSF, and I love talking about the auxiliary because it's maybe the unsung heroes here in the area. I like that because not a lot of people may understand just what the auxiliary does. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about just what the auxiliary is.
So the auxiliary has a board that consists of around at this time probably about 18 people. All volunteers. Some of them work. Some of them are retired. Some of them we meet once a month, and we plan our fundraising activities. Since COVID, especially, we've made it even easier for people that are on the auxiliary board. For instance, Pam travels somewhat to Florida. Some of our board members are still working, and so they sometimes they have to join on teams, you know, and they can do that from their office. So we've made that easy for people. But so we just meet once a month. We recruit people to be friends of the auxiliary, which means that you pay $10 a month, and that gives you, I'm sorry, thank you, Pam, $10 a year to be a friend of the auxiliary, and that gives you a 15% discount in the gift shop. And also we periodically will put out emails or letters, and so you'll get information on things going on.
Mm-hmm. So it's the auxiliary is there's a lot of different parts to it. There's the volunteering. You manage the volunteers. You manage the gift shop. You run the gift shop.
Correct. Yes.
And then you're also involved in some pretty spectacular projects for the hospital, raising money for the hospital.
So the gift shop is run by volunteers, and all proceeds from sales from the gift shop do go to the auxiliary, in turn goes to the hospital for our projects. So, we have a lot of projects. We just finished with our plant sale, which we have every right before Mother's Day, so that did very well this year. We have twice a year our $5 masquerade jewelry sale that the community often will call me and say, hey, when's your next sale? We have bake sales twice a year at Valentine's Day and Halloween. And we have a summer raffle going on right now, so there's a lot of good items that you can purchase through that. And, of course, the barbecue coming up next week, that's one of our biggest events now of the year. And in October, we're going to try our first trivia night. So that'll be a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, that is a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we do that, and our main focus is scholarships.
Okay.
So we provide $15,000 every year in healthcare scholarships. But we also just, our last project was we just finished giving $50,000 to the medical center to buy all new furniture in the cafeteria. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that project,
that's
if you've been down there lately, it's dated. Some of it's not really up to code.
Yeah.
You know, so getting all that was important, and I think important for Mission Partners to have a nice place to go, for family members to have a nice place to go. So we're excited to get that taken care of so they can get that ordered and
yeah.
done. And we're going to be putting up a flagpole here soon for the medical center out front. Sometime a while back during construction, I'm sure it got taken down. It just never got put back up.
Never got put back up, yes. Yeah. So I'm sure it's on the list of things that they want to get to. But yeah.
So Lisa came to us and asked if we would be willing to buy a flagpole. So that's coming up soon. So we can, when we have like our Gift of Hope ceremonies, we can raise the flag. And, of course, we would have the American flag all the time as well. So excited about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to the gift shop? Can you talk a little bit about that, hours and maybe just kind of how that all works?
Yeah. So post pandemic, now our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 3.
Oh.
We sell a lot of unique items, things that you just can't, you know, people come to hospital gift shops just because they know you're going to find something unique. We sell a lot of OSF logo wear, of course, to our mission partners. But we sell jewelry, purses, just everyday items and
toys for kids. And
a little bit. Yeah, lots of stuffed animals.
My granddaughter, she saw that, ran over to, she's almost two, and she ran over to the window and she's putting her face up to it. The thing that I thought was interesting, do you have anything to do with the stuffed animals underneath the desk?
I do have something to do with that.
Talk about that.
So we started doing that when we were door screening. Little kids would come in during pandemic, and they'd be scared.
Yeah.
And I was the 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 person, and I also had a key to the gift shop. So if I would see a little kid that was scared, I'd run in the gift shop, and with the permission of the auxiliary, I said, hey, is it okay if I'm giving away stuffed animals once in a while? And they were like, of course. Well, then I got a little smarter and decided that that was costing a little too much money. So now we myself and some volunteers were donating. We would go to Dollar Tree and just buy up lots of little stuffies to have under the desk so the volunteers could give them to kids when they come in. And now the hospital also is helping to provide those for us.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a garbage bag of them in my office. And if I don't have a volunteer there, even the registration staff know that they're under there. And after hours, they'll go grab them. And I'm like,
well,
go ahead.
From a grateful pop.
Yes.
Grateful Poppy, it changed her attitude. She was instantly okay. She had the stuffed animal.
It's rewarding whenever I see kids.
Gosh.
I'm like, did you get something?
Yeah.
I make sure I give it to them, and makes you feel good.
Let's talk about some of these projects that the auxiliary has been a part of over the years.
So Lisa mentioned a couple of things when she was talking with you earlier. The Family Birthing Center, that was our pledge prior to the cafeteria project. We gave $50,000 as well to the Family Birthing Center, and that was that was a really rewarding one.
Yeah.
And then she also mentioned COPS, which is our Center for Outpatient Services, where a lot of outpatient services are done, and that project was a $200,000 project. So that was huge, and so I'm very proud of the board and the things that we can do, because for such, you know, a small group of women and men coming up with these ideas, and they work these fundraisers, you know, they're not just coming and throwing out ideas. They're there, you know, they're going to be out in the sun on June 9th, and they're at the bake sales, and they're, you know, we were unloading plants in the rain from, you know, our plant sale. And so I'm very proud of that, and that we're able to do that and make such a nice gift and an impact.
Oh, wonderful.
And with scholarships, you know, I got scholarships from the auxiliary when I went back to school.
Okay.
And I know the importance of that. And so I'm always encouraging our mission partners to do that. And when this mission partner came to me today, and I just told her what she was doing to want to, you know, thank us for the scholarship by, can I help you at the barbecue?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a
this
good feeling.
these healthcare scholarships, they're for mm-hmm. people who are going into healthcare, and this is to help pay for their schooling.
Yes. Okay. They're for Mission Partners, but they can also be for Mission Partners family. If somebody has a daughter or a child that's going into healthcare, they can also apply for the scholarships. They do those here and at Holy Family as well.
I see. So they just need to contact the auxiliary to apply?
Yes. Yeah, so there's on the OSF website, there's a link for that.
Okay.
And those go out usually probably around February. They're due April 1st every year.
Okay. Well, our time is running out here. I wanted to talk once again about the barbecue.
Yes.
It's super exciting to, again, held at the doctor's parking lot here on the north side of the building.
Mm-hmm. You guys will be here?
We'll be. The radio station will be here. Our sister station, FM 95, will be broadcasting from the event. It's a lot of fun
to see
so many people. 750 people last year?
Yeah.
So there's no reason why it shouldn't be bigger than that.
Right.
I heard you ordering 250 pounds of potato salad.
Exactly.
Just
yes.
Before
I know,
we
that's
started
a lot.
This interview.
I know.
That's
it's
fun.
It's a lot of food, but it is fun. It's fun. We all have a good time, and every year it gets better.
Yeah. How much are you hoping? Do you have a goal of what you'd like to make from an event like this?
Oh.
Last
year I want to say it was over $5,000.
Okay. Well, that's...
So that's a nice... That's
not bad for a couple hours, two,
profit,
3 hours
yeah.
work. I mean, I know it's a lot more work than that, but...
Right.
You know, and that's profit. That's clear
that's,
profit
that's
going
profit.
To the auxiliary
yeah.
to help the projects here at OSF. And that is just wonderful. Well, thank you and all the other mission partners and everybody involved for their work on this. And you are in need, Pam was saying that you are in need of volunteers and auxiliary board members and just people to help.
Yeah. There's always a need to help, depending on what kind of situation you're in, whether, you know, there's information desk or, you know, emergency department, gift shop, comfort cart, number of things.
Sure.
So if anybody wants to contact me, they can do that.
To be an auxiliary board member, I mean, we talked a little bit about the commitment, but it doesn't seem like it's an enormous commitment.
No,
but,
no. Yes. Therapy dogs. Our therapy dog program.
Oh, we're going to mention that too. Okay, yeah.
Because I'm telling you what, it has grown from we had 3 dogs maybe, and we've got around 15 dogs now that come out to the medical center every week.
Really? So how does this work?
So... Fortunately, we have somebody here, Deb Jackson, one of our mission partners, that can certify. You can come out and bring your dog and do 3 visits, and she will certify, you know, you, yes or no, your dog is okay to do this.
Oh.
And you get certified through the Health Alliance. And so that's kind of brought people here to say, hey, we don't have to go to the Quad Cities to have this happen. So they come here. And it's just grown word of mouth. We have like 4 Newfoundlands that come now in a group of friends, and they're wonderful. And
so, what do the therapy dogs? Do they go to different parts of the hospital? How
they
does
go
that
all
work?
Over? Yeah, I do have. Yeah, they go to departments and visit with mission partners. They go to patient rooms. Of course, they always ask if they'd like a dog visit.
Sure,
it's hard to believe, but there are some people that don't want a dog visit, so they always ask first. But most of the time it's, oh my gosh, yeah, they want to see the dogs, and it helps with a lot of things, you know, anxiety,
sure,
depression, blood pressure. It just brightens your day.
Yeah.
Same with, and not just patients.
And this is a program supported by the auxiliary.
It's for volunteer services.
For volunteer services, gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
It's a volunteer program.
Well,
that
wonderful.
We have.
And how can people get involved in that? Do they just
contact me?
Just contact
mm-hmm.
you,
yeah.
And if
mm-hmm.
they want your dog to, if you want to see if your dog can participate mm-hmm. in this, well, that's great. It's kind of like an audition.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they got to pass it for sure. Uh-huh.
What makes a good therapy dog?
Oh, calm. You know, they can't get rattled by noises or people. You know, kind of coming up quickly. They're just very mellow.
Yeah.
And like kids, you know, they all like kids. We haven't had any problems. It's good.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Shelley, thank you so much for allowing us to come out and kind of disrupt your day a little bit for Galesburg Live. But we're looking forward to the barbecue. For more information about the auxiliary, they could just contact you here at the hospital.
Yep. My direct number is 309-344-9449.